So yeah, hello, welcome to my podcast. I was actually doing audio podcast as my regular series, but today I just want to test out how this video things go. So I have a note on my screen. Maybe I've segmented my different parts for the podcast. So I'll be definitely watching on the screen right now, but I don't know, let's see how it goes with the video kind of thing. So today I want to talk about a personal brand. Basically, a personal brand, is the unique combination of skills, experience, and personality that defines who you are as an individual. So it is a way that others perceive you and the value that offers, and it is shaped by your action, right? Words and online presence. So having a strong personal brand can help you differentiate yourself from others in your industry and establish yourself as an expert in your field. So it can also help you attract opportunities such as job offers, partnership, and other opportunities for growth. So maybe building a personal brand requires efforts and commitments, and it involves defining your unique value proposition, consistently creating and sharing high quality content, and engaging with your audience to build trust and credibility. So overall, a personal brand is a valuable asset that can help you achieve your goal and reach your full potential. So it is a way of representing yourself and your unique talents to the world, and it can help you stand out and succeed in today's competitive world. I want to give you an example right here. Since I'm from the digital marketing field, so I've worked with the clients on digital marketing field and social medias and different platforms, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and I've worked with them to grow their social media, to grow their personal brand through the means of those platforms. So I'm thinking of giving you an example, and so it goes like this. So let's take a Jane as our character for this example. So Jane is a marketing consultant who specializes in social media marketing, and she has been working in industry for several years, and she has built a strong foundation of knowledge and expertise in our field, and she wants to grow her personal brand and attract more clients and opportunities. So to achieve this, Jane creates a website where she shares her thoughts on social media marketing, along with case studies and examples of successful campaigns she has worked on. So she also starts a podcast where she interviews other experts in the industry and shares her insights and advice. So Jane also starts sharing her content on social media platforms like LinkedIn, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, and TikTok. Now these days it's been trending. So and she constantly posts valuable and engaging content, and she engages with her audience by responding to comments and sharing user-generated content. So as a result of her effort, so Jen's personal brand starts to gain traction, and she starts to attract more client and opportunity. She's invited to speak at a conference and events, and she starts to collaborate with other influencers and brand in the industry. Other like she may be taking classes in some institution, whatever. There's tons of opportunity, right? So over the time, she establishes herself as a thought leader in the social media marketing, and grows her personal brand. So to grow personal brand, so here are the few things that we should be focusing on. So like moreover so building a strong personal brand, this will definitely help us differentiate ourselves from others in our industry, right? So since I'm into the digital marketing industry like Zane, so it's I also start publishing content and do similar kind of things. So I also start to gain traction. So if you are in the other field, maybe you are in the field of producing the pain. So maybe you are in the field of business consultant. Maybe you are in the field of finance. So you start creating content on focusing on that particular industry, particular niches. And having a well-defined personal brand can also help us attract more opportunity, like we just discussed about that. So that job offers partnership and other opportunities of growth. So and one of the very important third thing what I say is consistency, because if we are not consistent and with a short-term motivation, that then it will be very hard for us to achieve that high. So consistency is key when it comes to growing our personal brand, and this means consistently creating and sharing high quality content, engaging with our audience, and maintaining a professional online presence across all the platform as much as possible, as much as you can do it, because you'll never know which platform will take you. So in some of the cases, I personally experienced that. So you have entirely planned things for a particular platform, maybe LinkedIn, but that doesn't work out for that particular kind of content. See, he might get hyped up in another platform, maybe Facebook, maybe Instagram. So another thing we have to understand is that building a personal brand takes a lot of time and effort. So it's not an overnight thing. So it's not something that can be done overnight, and it requires a long-term commitment to consistently creating and sharing valuable content. And another very important thing, and these things work like phenomenally. So collaborating with other influencers and brand can be a great way to grow our personal brand, right, and reach a larger audience. Maybe I should be inviting someone in the podcast later on. Let me do some effort. Let me put out some effort from my end. Let me be capable of that particular position, so that the person I'll invite on my podcast will be on the same pace as of me, and they can understand me well, and we'll have a like extraordinary conversation on that part. So social media is a powerful tool like for building and promoting our personal brands. The platforms like Instagram, LinkedIn, and Twitter can help us a lot and connect with new audience and share our content and gain more visibility. And most interesting thing is, let me conclude this part. So while building a personal brand, we must be authentic. So my personal brand should be authentic, and that should reflect my values, my interest, and my expertise. So and this will help me a lot. This will help me attract the right set of audience and establish trust and open up the entire opportunity that's lying up front of me. So maybe since I'm into the digital marketing, I know the few tips and tricks on this part. So I'll share you the tips on primarily on focusing on the one platform. Let's niche down into the Instagram. So I'll share you a few tips on how you can grow your personal brand on Instagram. So number one thing is, so we have to identify our target audience and create content that resonates with them. This will help us attract the right followers, and we have to engage with them very effectively. So I'm not a very big fan of using hashtag kind of thing, but sometimes it works. but I don't personally recommend. But what it does is, so if you are using hashtag, maybe you are targeting a particular interest or similar interest, and that might help you gain exposure. But the value of that particular hashtag should be worth it for your personal brand. But I'm not a big fan of the personal. Sorry, I'm not the big fan of hashtags, because it's tons of spams and spam accounts and bots lying around there right now. So, and another point is, like as I said earlier, that we have to be very consistent, post consistently and regular to keep our audience engaged to our brand and to build trust with them. So consistent posting helps improve our visibility on the Instagram's algorithm. So if you know or don't know about how all the social media algorithm works, then you should definitely work out on that. Maybe I'll be sharing on later episode, but not now. So to choose which platforms is best for you, that you have to put down some work. So another thing is Instagram stories, to share what you are doing and a sneak peek of what your activity is doing, and exclusive contents that your audience won't find in your regular feed. And this will help us build a strong connection with our followers. And another point is engaging with our audience by responding to comments, asking questions, and sharing user-generated content. So if I'm selling this okay, I'm selling this mouse. So it's a Dell mouse. So if I'm using this mouse and I find it very fascinating, I find it very useful. And what if I share this on my story, that sharing about post on the social media about this post and the particular brand, the Dell shared it on their Instagram. So that is a user-generated content. If I'm a digital marketer, I'm producing content and doing similar kind of events, conference, selling the courses, trainings, etc. And other people are sharing about me and tagging me. And why not we share about this? So share those things, right? So that will add a lot of value to our audience as well. So another very important thing is like collaboration. So I'm producing content, and what if I bring another person who shares similar perspective, or a different perspective? Maybe we could have a very good conversation, and he will be sharing his that particular content to his set of audience, and I'm sharing that particular piece of content to my set of audience, and I get exposed to his or her audience, my value audience, and he or she get exposed to my followers, and that will be a mutual benefit, and it will help us promote its individuals, and obviously that will help us gain like a new set of audience, maybe some follower count increase, and tons of things which depends on the time and situation and the content you are sharing on that particular period of time. So another great thing is like so we all know that organic reach are dying, but I still see a very good hope on if we could produce content on that page that we can grow organically, but using a paid promotion feature to boost up our visibility of our content and reach a larger audience. Like this will also help us gain the potential market. So like overall, the key to growing our personal brand on whatever the platform it be is the content. So we are not say not just let's not just say content, but high quality content, a valuable content that could resonate with your targeted audience. So here's one. I want to conclude this podcast, this episode with this very what I call it's a very interesting statement that I always take that on my head, and that is not just quality. We have to focus on another thing, and that is content is the king, and context is the queen, and lady always rules the house. I believe that you get my point on this. So that's all for today. Wrapping up, I'll definitely come up with another series very soon. So till then, keep exploring. I'll see you soon. Bye. Peace.